What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Hut, the podcasting hut we like to call Modern Regimen Radio. It's your pal, Chris, and I'm very excited to have you here with me, hanging out, chilling. Although we're going through a global challenge right now with this pandemic, I believe that there is a silver lining. And whenever we as humans go through challenges, we always have to look for the silver lining, the opportunity, the gaps and voids that aren't being filled that will help us move forward. And so this morning I had listed down 10 things that I feel like I need to hone in and stay accountable for in regards to many or the various aspects in my own life. And these attributes and these 10 things encompass the various areas such as health, mindset, family, your network, as well as just keeping your spirits up. And I believe that using this time as an opportunity to count our blessings as well as learn about ourselves, that's something that's extremely important to me, and I think it should be important to everybody else, because the only way from here is forward. And so with that said, these 10 things, I'm not so much trying to preach to you. They were, as I call it, note to self. But I thought I'd share it with others who maybe don't have a guideline on or structure on this. Maybe these people are in panic mode right now, and if that's you or you're feeling anxious, that's completely understandable. That's human nature. But I think you are strong enough to take control and make smart decisions to move forward and thrive. And I'm on your side. I'm totally on your side. So before we get to these 10 things, a little word from our sponsor, Anchor. So the following are 10 things I feel like I need to do on the daily, or at least on the regular, to keep myself in check so that I don't become lazy or complacent while I'm, you know, isolated from the outside world. And who knows how long this can take. So it's best not to go down the rabbit hole of laziness, because when you become complacent and you become a sloth and you start to let go of being responsible for yourself, it's like eating terrible food and your life is an artery. All those bad habits will start to pile up and clog your frame of mind, and it takes a while to get rid of bad habits, especially when you've turned them into arterial blockages, so to speak, in your life. And so you don't want that. Cut the fat from your life, essentially, is what I'm saying. And so the first item on the list that I created is to write down and maintain a schedule. Write down the things that you plan on doing the following day. For me, I like to, on Sundays, plot out little micro tasks for each day. And come Saturday, I want a big task to be done from the culmination of the whole week. So create a big goal for Saturday that you can incrementally do each day throughout the week, and then also have smaller tasks, smaller wins in between tasks that need to be done. That way you're not walking in the dark or walking around like a chicken with your head cut off. It's good to have structure as well as seeing what you exactly have to do. Sometimes, you'll hear the phrase, if it wasn't written down, it never happened. And there's truth to that. So have something tangible that you can see, whether it be a notepad or a document on your computer, to list down small wins to bigger tasks. And you don't necessarily have to be stringent on the order or whether you have to do it at 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. You don't really have to be militant about it, but try to progress and create some systems for yourself so that you don't get lost in the whirlwind of laziness. And when you don't have anything written down or structure, yeah, that's where the problems start to arise. Now, since we're in the early stages of isolation, social distancing, maybe you're going to give yourself a little vacay from all the responsibilities, but nip it in the butt early enough so that you can take control of your life. And once this is all said and done, you're going to thank yourself for the structure that you have abided by. Item number two, exercise and stretch. And to me personally, this is extremely important because for me, I tend to notice that when I wake up from sleeping, and although sleeping is a relaxing process and it de-stresses you, and the function of sleep is for reparation. And although that is the case, our frames while we're sleeping tend to clam up. And that's why it's very important in the morning to stretch and allow circulation to be optimized. Let the blood vessels, the arteries open up. And this will allow us to function properly throughout the day. And more so, once we have the mobility after stretching, then we can exercise. We can challenge our bodies a little bit with some cardio or some resistance training. And if you don't have any equipment, that's perfectly fine because there are exercises that you can find on YouTube that don't require any dumbbells or any high-tech equipment. There are some basic movements that our bodies can utilize so that we can keep in tip-top shape. And that's generally what item number two is about, is to optimize our range of movement, which then hence improves our quality of life. Item number three, probably one of the most crucial and vital, in my opinion, at least for my own personal lifestyle. And item number three is to read actual books, not internet articles, not headlines, not tweets, not blogs, not listicles, actual books. And the reason why I feel this is so important in my life, to the point where I even invested in a Kindle late last year, and I'm not telling you to buy a Kindle, nor a book for that matter. What I'm suggesting to you is to read books because it allows us to concentrate on one singular task for a prolonged period of time. And I think that's important. And I think many of us feel like we can multitask, but what multitasking and what consuming small tidbit, bite-sized informational factoids does to us is it fractionates our thought processes, which is why we can't hold our attention to a certain task or certain objective for far too long because we've untrained ourselves to do so. And so a simple way to counter that, in my opinion, and from my own experience, is to read actual books. Now, I created this podcast also to test myself in regards to how I speak to the public. And I'll falter sometimes, you may notice it, but I'm trying to improve as a person, for my own self, for my own knowledge of myself. And I think that's important for you to test yourself. Now, before I get off track, For you to test yourself, you also have to create good habits. That way, the elasticity and the informational retention of the brain is optimized. And so that's why I think reading books, and they don't have to be nonfiction, they can be fiction. As the point I'm making is that you are concentrating on a single task and reading and committing and being consistent with this sort of this task, which is reading a book. So with that said, I told myself I'm going to at least read 10 pages a day, because when you do the math, if you read just 10 pa anybody has a few minutes to read 10 pages a day. And what 10 pages a day in the scope of a whole entire year, that's 3,650 pages of reading. And if you ask me, that's a lot of books. And you see, some of you might have never even completed a book before. Well, this will allow you to. And not only that, but when you read consistently, you have other topics of discussion for others, whether it be a scenario in a story or something you've learned from a nonfiction book. Other than that, that's pretty much what I have to say about it, but I'd love to know what books you guys recommend. And you can share them with me on Instagram at modern.regimen. I'm always on the search now for new books because of the fact that I have a Kindle which can actually house thousands of books. So yeah, read a little. Item number four, connect with friends and your loved ones. And this one is a little difficult for me because, and I can acknowledge that truthfully, because I personally have always been an introvert. I grew up as an only child, and not until I was 21 I found out that I had siblings, and that's a whole nother story. But in my youth I had to learn how to become my own friend. And so me being habitual about connecting with others outside after a prolonged period of time of not speaking with them, whether they're from my past, from school or work, I'm trying to be thoughtful with creating that kinship and connectivity with people that actually do care about what I have to say, and likewise, the people that I respect, people who are just good people. And so I think that it is important for us, especially if you live by yourself, or you do have a partner, but you haven't seen or heard from people outside of your work or work network. It's good to connect with the people that meant something to you at some point. And even if it's work, people who, your colleagues at work, your peers, it's good to be connecting with them on a human level. And so, there's not much else to be said about being human and connecting with others, because globally, we are a super organism. We rely on each other. If we are isolated for far too long without human contact or communication, we will biologically and psychologically go insane, because we do need the social network and the social fabric. So I think that's just something that we need to keep on the table whilst we're, in our own living quarters, away from everybody else. And with us being in a fortunate time of the current technology, we can use our smartphones and computers to communicate with others virtually. And that's the best we could do for now, and then so be it. We should embrace it. So, I'd love to connect with you guys, and that's pretty much why I also had created a podcast, was to reach out and learn from others, because again, I'm not trying to preach here. These are just 10 things I simply wrote down and I thought I'd share. And I think, I feel good about sharing something, whether you hate me for it or not. I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there. And I think everyone should feel the same way as well, because that's the liberty we were born with. So, with that said, peace to you, and I hope you guys connect with everybody that you guys care for. And so on to the next item. Number five is go out and get some sun. And this is important because we as humans were not built for being cooped up and caged up for long periods of time. And it's best to just step outside every now and again and get some fresh air, walk your dog, and get some sun. I mean, one of the most common vitamin deficiencies we have these days as a society is vitamin D deficiency. So if you aren't getting enough sun, make sure you have those supplements in stock to compensate for the lack of vitamin D, or the lack of natural vitamin D from the sun. So yeah, it's good for you, it's good for the mind, and it energizes you. Just even if you're not walking outside, just chill in the sun for a little bit. Consume those rays at a good time, of course. Morning usually is the best time when the sun's out. As it becomes the afternoon, then you start to deal with some heavy ultraviolet rays that may not be good for you in the long run. But even for a few minutes, that's totally fine. So, I find that when I'm walking my dog or just chilling outside, reading a book or listening to a podcast in the sun, it'll help you re-energize, reboot, as well as get prepared for the next half of the day. So yeah, get some sun. Item number six is very important to me, as well as it should be for everybody, and that's to eat as healthy as you can. Now, every now and again, our taste buds are gonna require some escapism with some sweets or junk food. And I shouldn't say require, because if you can counter those addictions and those cravings as much as you can, then you're way better off as a person who can control bad habits. So, but in reality, some of us will falter and cave into it, and that's okay. But as much as possible, eat as healthy as you can. Do not ha the pr the proportion of healthy food should outweigh all the junk food that you consume. If it's the other way around, then you're gonna have to overcompensate on trying to repair your body from all the malnourishment. So might as well start now and try to implement good habits and eat healthy. And this will also help those who have kids at home as well. If you can give them a framework for healthy habits with nutrition, then their cravings for junk food will lessen, meaning you can buy less of the junk if they don't ask for it constantly. And that's up to you to control that. So yeah, I think eating healthy also helps you work efficient, help the it helps the brain work efficiently. Good nutrients will help you function properly on the day to day, in my opinion. So yeah, eat as healthy as you can. Item number seven is to nurture your creativity with hobbies. And I think hobbies or learning a new skill is very important, because it allows us to keep our spirits high. And we need something to focus on in time at a time like this, where we are uncertain about what's to come with this pandemic that we're currently in. If you're facing any challenges, I think diverting the energy to something that's productive and positive is very, very healthy. And I think it gives you thicker skin for the future if you can divert your attention and create rather than, fall apart and become a negative person. Just stay creative, and it also becomes something conversational, something that you can share or teach others. And who knows, you might even be able to monetize a new skill that you've learned, whether it be YouTube or a podcast. I think that we should share what we create. We shouldn't be shy about the things that we are proud of as well. So if you have anything you'd like to share with others, I'm more than happy to always check out what you guys have in store, what you guys have been working on, whatever it is, because I myself am a graphic designer, and I love to look at things that are visual as well as conversational. If you wrote something, I want to check it out as well, and you can always, contact me, and yeah, I would love to even share it with others as well. So yeah, stay creative. It's good for you. Number eight, work even harder. So many of us who were working at an office at one point and now are having to work from home, or as for myself, I'm a freelancer and I've been working from home for a good minute now. I found that it can be a challenge to stay on track and stay motivated to keep working harder, especially when your environment is very relaxing. I mean, you have everything that makes you comfortable at your disposal, so it's up to you to be your own boss and create discipline and maintain order and maintain a good work ethic. So, there are no tactics but to actually work harder. You actually be more attentive to what you need to do, which is why, going back to some of the previous items on this list, like writing down and maintaining a schedule, that ties in with working harder. You need a foundation to work harder. And so the more often that you do put into practice good habits and effort, then working harder becomes easier. Otherwise, you'll be complaining all the time. And that's not a good way to see things. And you shouldn't be a complainer. Yes, there are going to be many days where you don't feel like doing certain things, and that's called a job. But take accountability. If anything, train yourself to work harder for the moment that you become someone else's boss or you run a company. Be the leader that you want to be led by. So, yeah, that's all I can say. That's a very important thing or mindset or framework to go from, is to be the leader you want to be led by. Number nine is to do your part any way you can. And what I mean by this is to try and be of service to someone else and find the pathways and opportunities to grow and nurture your own empathy. Because the more you help others, the less you start you the less selfish you become. You think about yourself less from a positive standpoint, as opposed to the me, me, me mentality. Why is this happening to me? Why don't I get this? Why do I get this? You can transfer that energy to others, whether it be helping your neighbor with groceries or cooking for somebody, or even just being of moral support for someone who's going through a tough time. All these small wins, so to speak, add up to your own personal integrity, your dignity, and your empathy. So, as much as possible, I want to be less selfish than I was before. I want to help others, which in turn helps me grow as a person. And I think that's important for us all to do, especially right now. And we do have the opportunity now. It's on the table, and it's up to us to take the initiative and make this moment count. So, yeah, see what you can do to help others. Lastly, number 10 is to try and create a side hustle based off of your own vital skills and talents, because anything is possible, really. And to further elaborate on this, we live in a day and age where information is right at our fingertips for free. And for those of you, or most of you who don't know, I learned graphic design on my own. Now, I'm not saying I'm the best graphic designer. What I'm saying is I was able to learn a skill and use that to help others, to help businesses, to help personal brands, to help build my own brands and projects. And so now I feel like I have a skill that can help others, whilst me being able to monetize and make a living off of it. And that can go for anybody as well. And you can even start now and learn something and then use that as a foundation to create tutorials or a class online, whether it be YouTube or, again, a podcast. There are so many avenues to create opportunity. And I think, as opposed to dwelling on the uncertainties of today or dwelling on the mistakes of yesterday, we have opportunity to help us keep moving forward. And it does take work. It takes a lot of work in most cases. But the thing is, there are many rags to riches stories out there that give us hope, and as well as proof that anything is possible. And so you're not any different from those people who have tasted success but experienced the rockiest of bottoms. So, every moment counts. Life is short, so to speak. Time flies, and I think that that's the beauty of it, is it allows us to appreciate the moment that we have right now. And so, although I said create a hustle, and this seems a little more tactical and strategic, the moral of it all is just to test yourself, to really expose the real you to the world, and more importantly, to yourself, to prove to yourself that it's there for the taking. And that would, and I'm very proud to know many of my colleagues who haven't given up. And I urge you, as a friend, whether it be virtually, I would still like to consider myself a friend to you. If there's anything that can be said, is to just stay positive and keep moving forward, because it's a beautiful time to learn and test ourselves. Although there are challenges right in front of us, we can't let that stop us from pursuing what we want to pursue. And with that said, it's your pal Chris, and I appreciate you so very much for hanging out today. And and I hope to connect with each of you soon, whether it be on the YouTube channel or Instagram. You can reach me there. Just search Modern Regimen on YouTube, and I should be popping up at the top. And then on Instagram, modern.regimen. So, as always follow your regimen, and I'm out. Peace.